Podium Audio presents Morbidly Yours, Book 1 of Love in Galway, written by Ivy Fairbanks, performed by Angela Daw and Gary Furlong.
Chapter 1. Lark. 5 body bags, adult size. I blinked and fumbled the box cutter I'd been using. What the hell? I looked around, hoping to find an answer in the haphazard stacks of boxes that surrounded me. But no. Just me and the few belongings I deemed irreplaceable enough to make the transatlantic trip. It was amazing, really, how little made up a life. Especially when you had to factor in shipping expenses from Texas to Ireland. My attention returned to the innocuous box and the neat stack of black nylon fabric inside. I'd been using the box cutter as a microphone, swept away by Dolly Parton's shimmering voice and the promise of a new beginning as I unpacked, when the shock of the body bags rudely knocked me out of my groove. I checked the shipping paperwork for the intended recipient. Willow Haven. The bed and breakfast next door. What the hell? Galway's reputation for liveliness had drawn me to the city, and now I found a package of death supplies in my living room. Of course the morbid specter of guilt would follow me from Austin. Grief had been my stowaway across the pond. I peeked through the blinds of my partially furnished rental apartment. No signs of life from the building across the way. The arched windows and stone facade made it a prime example of local architecture. Google Maps Street View had sold me on this quaint Celtic neighborhood only 2 weeks ago, thanks to its gorgeous views of the bay and vibrant art scene. I may be spontaneous enough to pick up and move my life for a job in another country on short notice, but I'm savvy enough to brush up on the local crime rate before inadvertently signing a lease in a seedy part of town. While my new building itself was cute and historical, the apartment's furnishings were nothing to write home about. A threadbare love seat and water-ringed writing desk that now served as home to my trusty iPad Pro and stylus. My battered steamer trunk stood in for a coffee table. Just the basics for my 9-month stay. My cousin Cielo's loopy handwriting on the side of a box caught my eye. I missed her already. 4,500 miles now stretched between me and everyone in my old life. For the first time in 29 years, I was alone. By choice, but still. Body bags delivered to my new apartment was definitely not on my Fresh Start in Ireland bingo card. Maybe the person who ordered the bags needed them for some kind of project. People who plan to hide bodies usually avoid associated paper trails, right? Galway was a haven for creatives, with its college and busker-filled alleys. Surely there was an explanation. Swaths of ivy clung to the Georgian building next door. Graceful willows shaded the yard. It didn't look evil. Maybe the owner needed these bags right away for a play or student film. This could be an opportunity to make my first friend here, a friend who definitely wasn't a serial killer. Outside of the management and HR staff at my new job, I didn't know a soul in Ireland. I'd even tried to chat up the delivery driver. In hindsight, that was probably what caused the package mix-up. I needed to meet the neighbor before my imagination spiraled. For heaven's sake, this place was voted the world's friendliest city more than once. I slipped into my favorite Ariat cowboy boots and a sweater against the November chill. Curiosity tingled as I approached the bed and breakfast with the box tucked under my arm. The reception desk was unattended. Traditional yet homey, the lobby held a somber energy. A minor operation run by a doily crocheting matronly woman, one could only assume. Sadly, probably not my new BFF. A service bell sat on the desk. Round and silver, as shiny as a drop of mercury. A satisfying ring filled the space when I tapped it. Nada. Hello? I felt like the horror movie character who wanders off alone, calling into the dark instead of running away. Grateful I didn't meet a murderer, I set the package on the counter. But before I could make my escape, a deep voice answered from somewhere unseen.
Chapter 2. Callum. The dead woman's mouth hung open like an opera diva's in mid-note. Moving the needle through Ms. Murphy's septum, I pushed the curved stainless steel through her right nostril before piercing the roof of her mouth. The suture threaded around the jawbone before I returned to the starting point to close the loop.